Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So flu's pretty bad?
The flu is here.
Yeah.
Flu is in Hunt County, yes. It's kind of hit hard, I guess, in the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of cases, mostly flu B, I would say. And so lots of kids with the flu and lots of positives. So Wash your hands, stay hydrated, stay away from sick people.
Is it worse this year than last year then?
The numbers are higher than last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year we had the light season.
Uh-huh.
The year before that was the pandemic where there were so many across the U.S. But I looked at the national map and every state except four had higher than normal cases.
Mm-hmm. And you think it's just probably reaching the peak pretty soon?
What I've read says within the next week to 10 days in that area, hopefully they think it's going to peak and then we'll start seeing the cases drop off.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to also talk to Kim about something this morning that I came across an article. And this has to do with follow-up. When someone comes to the emergency room and then people in the emergency room follow up with them after they have been discharged. This particular article is about an emergency room, emergency center in Massachusetts, and they have a program of automated calls that are made to the patients who have been discharged. But you're telling me you all do this anyway, but you just do it on a one call by call basis.
Right. We've done this for several years because it's just a way to reach out to our patients, check on them, make sure everything's going okay. We just contact them after they've been in the emergency room. We'll give them a call the next day. And all the discharged patients from the inpatient units get a call as well. And it just gives you an opportunity to make sure that they understood their discharge instructions, that they were able to get their medication if they had prescriptions, make sure they're able to follow up with their provider, and just find out if they have any questions. Because sometimes when you don't feel well and you're in the ER, it's a busy place, it's loud, you don't feel well, you may not understand all your instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're given a packet of five or six pages. Well, that's a lot to read. So sometimes it's just good to talk to an actual person than a, you know, push number three.
Mm-hmm. So how many calls does this come to? And I know it's going to vary from day to day, but on a typical day.
Right. Well, it depends on, so this time of year we are seeing, you know, it can be anywhere from 30 patients in Commerce to 40. In Quinlan, you know, we may have 50 to 60 calls. And then in Greenville, they may see 120. So that's a lot of calls to make.
That is a lot of calls.
Yeah.
And you yourself place some of those calls?
We do. Sometimes we just split it up among everyone and we reach out to as many as we can.
We're talking with Kim Sines, who's the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Well, having told me that, I can see now why an automated system would have a lot of appeal. Would there be some definite benefits to that?
It would. I'm kind of old school, though, so sometimes I just like to talk to a real person.
I see. Well, so apparently what happens is that they are told that they're going to receive this call, so they know to accept the call. They know that the call is coming. Now, you said you get to have a high percentage of people who do answer the phone and that you make contact with.
Right. About 75% of people we're able to reach, and sometimes they'll miss the call, see the number, and they'll call us back to check and see, and then we're able to speak to them a little bit later.
I see. But this is an automated thing, and I think people, you know, push a button for this problem or push another number for that problem, and then the nurse contacts them as necessary. And then there's another article I saw. This has to do with more so with substance abuse patients, and you do get some substance abuse calls in the emergency room.
We do.
Correct? Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. And this is a program whereby recovery coaches, this is in New Hampshire, and a recovery coach is provided for each of the people who come into the emergency room in a kind of a substance abuse, whether it's drug or alcohol, as the case may be. And then somebody referred to as a recovery coach then contacts them and helps them deal with their problems. So that's an interesting program.
Right. And a lot of times these recovery people have experience of their own. So sometimes that will give them a better perspective of what the patient's going through and give it kind of easier to see through their eyes the challenges they may face.
Mm-hmm. You said that there's a program in North Texas that is similar to this?
Well, our behavioral health system in Hunt County, we're under the services of North Texas Behavioral Health. And so they do have processes set in place to help people with substance issues. And they have started a program of mentorship somewhat like this.
Mm-hmm. And this is the, kind of the way you describe this. A lot of times the mentor or the recovery coach, as the case may be, is someone who has themselves had substance abuse trouble.
Right, right.
And so as you say, then they kind of understand the problem.
Sure. It just gives you a little more empathy for people when you've been down that road. And it gives support to the patient, too, as well, because, you know, that's a big challenge they're facing when they've come kind of to the rock bottom where they want to decide to change their life.
Is that available to people in Hunt County?
They do have someone that can do screening processes and help them try to locate recovery programs and detox programs if it's a medical need for that.
Well, interesting. And so you're as always, busy and just got more than you know what to do with, but somehow you keep up with it.
Well, we are busy. It's good to be busy.
Kim, thank you. Kim Sides, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan, having a cup of coffee with us this morning. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.